This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Well, that escalated quickly, and 2 hours in the books, 1 hour still to go, 60 minutes left of the show. If you missed any part of today's show, shame on you. Rudy Tomjanovich just joined us. Calvin Murphy joined us. We've been having some good old Rockets Clutch City fun here on the show today, fellas.
Yeah, dude, by the way, Joel, props to you for being able to get back-to-back Calvin Murphy and Rudy T just off the heels of the announcement that Rudy T makes it into the Hall of Fame. And Walt checked in and said, great job today, Joel. You're killing it. And indeed you are, my friend. That was outstanding.
Well, anything for us and the suspects, because, you know, sometimes it helps to have a previous life where you develop some relationships. And I mean this, guys, but from the bottom of my heart, you know, it's rare in all the jobs that we have or will have in our life that you have that kind of attachment, like family, and like, you know, like I said, is missing in sports today. But it, like, I can't tell you how many times, like, I would always go to practice because I needed to get interviews for the different shows that we were doing and things. And a lot of the guys didn't go. And Rudy treated you like family. I mean, I can remember Bill Worrell and I in Indianapolis at the shoot-around. And before, we normally get on the court and they just start going through things. And Rudy calls the whole team into the locker room. And Bill and I walk in thinking it's just going to be something about the bus schedule or something like that. And he had a real issue with the guys, like, not taking things seriously enough. And we were going to leave. And he said, no, you guys stay. Stay right where you're at. And that's when I looked at Bill and I was like, he really trusts us to, like, that we're not going to say anything to anybody else and that he can say whatever he's going to say in front of us. And literally, it made you, it empowered you to feel like you would never let anything happen to disrespect him or his staff because they were so gracious to us. And you got to keep in mind, during that time, like, I kid, Tim Frank is the vice president of public relations for the NBA. I mean, he has made it big time. Tim Frank, when he joined the Rockets, was fresh out of college, had not had a real job, and was the assistant director of public relations. And we were all working 18-hour days because we were new. We had no idea what we were doing. And Rudy never once got mad at us. He constantly was teaching us along the way, like, when the media says this, do this, or we're going to do that. And that's why everybody would run through a wall for that guy, because he just – what you hear is exactly who he is.
Wow. That's outstanding, man. That's
and he
really
loves
cool.
Houston. I think that's the other thing, is that he's always – you know, he's from Michigan, but he loves Houston. And, you know, from the food to the people to the everything, golf, otherwise, he just – I think that's why people were so endeared, because even when he went through the troubled times and some of the things that were well-publicized, he never ran away from it. He owned it and just said, I'm going to be better going forward, and I think people respect that.
Yeah, you know, it's weird because it's a great point to bring up, because Rudy's a guy that you feel is just was always a Houstonian, right? Because he was a player, and then he was, you know, a coach, and he brought the first big major championships to this city from a sports perspective. Like, he's just always, you couldn't tell people that Rudy's not a Houstonian, because he is, whether he's from here or not.
Yeah. No, and here's the other thing, guys, that I think really personifies him as a coach, and we were talking humility and everything like that. The other thing that he and Carol Dawson were hypersensitive upon was any kind of billboard material. And it wasn't just that he would tell his players not to say anything. If the marketing department wanted to do something fun, or, like, you know, Barry, you know, the Red Rowdies now, with the way they do things, and they, you know, they make signs and comments about the opposing team. That was the one thing that they were adamant you could not do, because they felt like anything could become billboard material, and they just didn't want to disrespect other teams or the game. Because in Rudy's case, he didn't want to disrespect anybody. And he's like, you never know from one year to another who might be on your team that might remember something that we said that really hurt their feelings. And he didn't want to do that. And that's just when he talks about the heart of a champion, but he always had that big heart that regardless whether you played against him or for him, he respected the game.
Heart of a champion and
go Roaches.
Oh. Heart of a champion and the wherewithal of a Texas Roach.
That's right.
That was a great story. My goodness, I had no idea that was the case. That's so funny.
Yeah, so good. So, and again, he's going in the Hall of Fame class that now they're saying could be the greatest class of all time. It's Kevin Garnett, Tim Duncan, Kobe Bryant, Eddie Sutton, the longtime Kentucky and Oklahoma State coach, Rudy T., Kim Mulkey, the Baylor women's coach, and Tamika Catchings, the WNBA player. So a great class, and Rudy right to be associated if it is the greatest class of all time because he paid his dues. He waited. He deserved it. He earned it. He's going to make Houston proud by being in there. So very, very good stuff there.
Indeed.
Other news of the day, British Open has been canceled in case anybody is a golfer out there.
Sorry,
not postponed. Joel. But canceled. That sucks because I enjoyed that. The Masters not canceled. They are rescheduling to November. So there's hope that at least one of the majors that everybody loves is going to be seen this year. So that's something to mark your calendars for.
I'm not going to lie. Boy, I would watch me some golf right now. And I'm not a huge, I play and all that. And I'm not a huge golf fan, but I am just so starved for sports. And y'all know I'm not the I need sports in my life every night kind of guy. But I am starved for sports right now.
I'm with you 100%. I literally am. If there's any kind of sports on, aside from NASCAR video gaming or this video game tournament the NBA is doing, but I totally am with you because it's crazy how Saturdays and Sundays when you just wanted to relax and you're like, you know what, I'm going to watch – or I'll just see what's on and I'll catch a game or I'll catch something that catches my eye. But, oh my God, you don't realize how much you love it till it's gone.
Oh, yeah. I am really missing sports. And I didn't think that I would say that because I was like, I'm a homebody. I play video games and do all this other stuff. And goodness gracious, my nights are so boring. Because normally what I would do is put on the sports and then do something else. You know, I put on the game.
Sure.
And then do whatever it is around the house that I was doing. But it was nice to have it on. Now our TVs aren't even on because I certainly don't need to watch Fox News and CNN. And I don't need to keep getting updates about all. The TVs aren't even on. We're barely using them. It's crazy.
I forget who said it, but someone said the other day, if you want to know what's going on in the world with the pandemic and the coronavirus and everything like that, watch 15 minutes or less of news and then turn it off because most people these days are dialed into all these different news stations. And the more that they watch, the more that they are scared literally to death that they're going to get it and they could face, you know, some kind of major catastrophe or death. And that the news just paints such an ugly picture that it's tough, man.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a little disheartening. That is for sure.
No doubt about it. I did want you to read the name. Antonio Brown has hired a new agent, and he is definitely in pursuit of making a return to the NFL. Adam Schefter reporting on Monday that he has indeed hired a new agent and that he will be pursuing a return to the league. Interesting to see how that plays out because he's still facing potential suspension for all of his antics last year. But, Barry, if you want to just take a quick go at it with Ed's last.
Ed Wasilewski?
I was going to say Ed, having a little bit of experience from the Milwaukee days, I was going to say Ed Wasilewski, but maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong. But either way, EMG Sports is going to represent Antonio Brown as he tries to get back in the NFL. So there's news of the day for you from football as well. We got plenty more to get to. We're just rolling through a fun Monday on the Usual Suspects. We appreciate you being a part of it. We'll be back with a whole lot more right here on ESPN 97.5.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, rolling through the final hour of the show. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. As a reminder, we're doing our part to try and help those that are so closely associated with us at the station in Houston and trying to take care of you guys while staying in business. Black Bear Diner makes it easy to enjoy delicious food in the comfort of your own cave through its delivery and curbside pickup offerings. Right now, caller 12 713-780-3776. You get a $25 gift card to Black Bear Diner, where you can check out their to-go family meals starting at $19.99. They feed 3 to 4 hungry bears. Order your carryout order delivery at blackbeardiner.com. Caller 12, you will be taken care of with a $25 gift card. 713-780-3776. Good luck.
Look at that. That is dope.
Yeah, no doubt, especially around now when people don't like their own cooking and hate going to the grocery store. Well, you can get some food and take care of it.
Nora made taco meat last night, so it's on and popping for the next several days for me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just grab some taco meat, warm it up in the microwave, warm up some, heat some flour tortillas on the burner on the stove, and good to go. I'm set.
You're big on grabbing your meat, heating it up, and going, huh?
All right.
That's... I mean, you said it, not me. I'm just giving you the cliff notes.
Hey, are you a conspiracy theorist?
I mean, I'm not going to say I'm a conspiracy theorist, but I've been known to question some theories sometimes, yeah.
Okay. Did we land on the moon, yes or no?
Yes.
Did Lee Harvey Oswald act alone, yes or no?
I don't know about that one. I'm
going
to say
no. Was the mob involved? Was the mob involved?
I don't know if I don't know if I'd go that far.
Was Fidel Castro involved?
See, that's way before my. I don't know enough about what was going on.
Was
the
FBI or the CIA involved? I'm just seeing how far down the rabbit hole you'll go with this conspiracy.
Well, the hole's closed, Barry. I'm not going any deeper because I don't have the knowledge on that.
Okay. Well, I ask because there's a new conspiracy sweeping the internet where Woody Harrelson and Carrie Hilson both came out and talked about it. But basically, people think that the coronavirus is spreading because of 5G networks and towers. And there were some doctors that said, hey, look, when these 5G towers started going up in Wuhan, by the way, was the first place in China that had 5G. They got the most 5G towers in Wuhan. They were the first to have 5G road towers and all these things. And then they were like, and then they get the coronavirus. So some idiots started thinking, oh, 5G equals coronavirus. And it started going. People are now burning 5G towers in the UK. Because
Come
they think
on,
that
man.
They cause the coronavirus.
And where are you on all this?
I think it's the most ridiculous thing ever.
Okay,
that
good, because I do too.
The coronavirus.
Just
yeah, it's asinine. Like, why are you? And they did a so you know you had these researchers, and Woody Harrelson was the big one that put it out to his followers. Which you know, there's always going to be some nut job. If you have 2 million followers on Twitter or Instagram. There's some nuts in there. There's some idiots that are going to believe whatever you post. And I guess they took it and ran with it, and now it's been it's gone crazy. So they finally had to come out, and people did some research and were like, look, there's no truth to this. The radio waves in 5G are 66 times smaller than the safety limit set by international guidelines. So even though the signal is boosted, it's still 66 times smaller than safety limits by internet. So there, people are like, oh, well, it's just like gamma rays or X-rays or all that stuff, and it causes cancer and it weakens you and you get corona. And no, I'm sorry. You can take off your tinfoil hat, you weirdo idiots. There's no 5G corona conspiracy. And this is when I say that sometimes, and I'm not going to wish death on anyone, but I kind of hope some of these people that believe in the 5G conspiracy get a dry cough. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, there's some outlandish things out there, but that one, and then you get, and then you wonder, like, how does someone get to where they've gotten in terms of like acting with Rudy, right, with Woody Harrelson and some of these guys? It's like, and then they go out, or like Kyrie Irving, with thinking the Earth is flat, or you know, and Steph Curry,
yeah,
questioning whether we actually really did go to the moon. Like, and then they're at the top of their profession, and I'm just going, okay, I guess that's hyper-focus in just one direction. I don't know.
I pulled up a list of conspiracy theories, and there's some from all different kinds, right? So in aviation, the big one is chemtrails. Are you a chemtrail guy? Do you think that the government is using chemtrails and to pollute our air and poison us and put all these toxic chemicals up there?
I didn't even know what chemtrails was until you just told me, so I would say no.
So on Wiki it says, also known as SLAP, Secret Large-Scale Atmospheric Program, this theory alleges that water condensation trails, contrails, from aircraft consist of chemicals or biological agents or contain a supposedly toxic mix of aluminum, strontium, and barium under secret government policies. An estimated 17% of people globally believe the theory to be true or partly true. So they think that the government is just like, hey, let's just get everybody sick. Let's kill, because what's more fun than having nobody to rule over? So let's kill everybody with all these toxic chemicals in airplanes.
Yeah, no, I could see that being like a theory in a communist country that's always trying to control their populations, but even still... I'm gonna say no. Hard no on that.
Have you ever heard of the New Coke conspiracy theory?
What is that?
This is a new one to me. I hadn't heard this one, but apparently the New Coke conspiracy theory is a theory claimed that the Coca-Cola company intentionally changed an inferior formula with New Coke with the intent of either driving up demand for the original product or permitting the reintroduction of the original with a new formula using cheaper ingredients. So basically the theory is that New Coke came out and said, or Coca-Cola created New Coke to drive up the demand of the original Coke.
Be a genius marketing move if it worked and that someone actually concocted that. But again, I'm going to go hard no.
Let's see. Do you believe in UFOs?
I do.
Do you believe 9/11 was an inside job?
I don't.
Do you believe Sandy
Hook? What about,
where
are you on these things?
I don't believe 9/11 was an inside job.
You believe in UFOs?
I do believe in UFOs. Okay. Do you believe in ghosts?
I do.
I do as well. I believe in ghosts. Do you believe in global warming?
I do.
Okay. Let's see. Why is there sports ones? There are sports conspiracy theories. Boxing has featured a conspiracy theory such as claims that the second Ali Liston fight and the first Bradley Pacquiao fight were fixed. Do you believe that the Ali Sonny Liston fight was fixed, the second one?
I don't even remember. I mean, again, that's kind of hard to believe for you guys because you think I was there when like Jack Dempsey or like some of these Rocky Marciano fought.
Yeah.
But I don't remember those fights, so I don't know.
Okay, here's a good one. This one you'll know, and so will you, Nicholas. The rigged selection process conspiracy theory. The frozen
Patrick
envelope
Ewing.
Theory
yes,
suggests that
Patrick
the National
Ewing.
Basketball Association rigged its 1995 draft lottery so that Patrick Ewing would join the New York Knicks. Theorists claim that a lottery envelope was chilled so that it could be identified by touch. A similar hot balls theory. Well, there's a couple of different ones. They're promoted by Scottish football manager David Moyes, suggests that certain balls used in draws for UEFA competitions have been warmed to achieve specific outcomes. So, Joseph, do you believe in the frozen envelope theory?
I don't know if that's the exact theory. I've heard that theory before, but I do have a tendency to believe that the league really wanted Patrick Ewing in New York. I'll say that.
I believe that I've heard that story so many times it almost makes you believe it. But I've heard about the frozen envelope. I've also heard about like the fold or the crease or something that they did so they knew that one looked different. That particular envelope looked different, and I wouldn't put it behind them because this is an era before social media and stuff. So it was way easier to get away with something like that back then than it was now, even in 1995.
And before you poo-poo on any of that with the league, or the league would do that or anything like that, I can tell you, and I won't name names, but I can tell you that there are people that have told me the story that from All-Star balloting days that David Stern, RIP, would there was one year that one of their best players in the league was going to lose out on a starting spot with however many days were left in balloting, and he basically told that team, either you get your fans to vote their ass off, or regardless of what I have to do, he will start in that game. And he did. So I can see the league making sure that mistakes are not made.
Wow. That's crazy. So,
yeah. And I've heard that Ewing story a lot. It's ingenious. I didn't know, you know, for a while there, it was like, well, how are you going to do that with the fact that all the envelopes are in a barrel? But it actually makes some sense.
Maybe I'm just naive because I don't – like, I believe in UFOs and I believe in ghosts and stuff, but I don't believe in some of these conspiracy theories like that because I just don't – but then anytime I find out something like, you know, that the government has done, I'm almost surprised, but then I'm not surprised at the same time. It's weird. Like, I don't believe that people are inherently evil, but then when I find out they're evil, I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, I get it. It's weird. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I do think there were several shooters with Kennedy. I don't know if the mob and Castro and the CIA and the FBI were involved, but I don't think one person did it alone.
See, and I'm with you. I'm not going to get into who else was involved, but I honestly think that it was a multiple-person job.
Yep.
So there you have that as we continue to roll through the final hour of the show. We still have a lot to get to, and we still got 30 minutes to go. So when we come back, we'll take you all the way till 4 o'clock, and then we'll turn it over to the Blitz right here on ESPN 97.5. And before we go to break, I do want to tell you that the people at Apollo Men's Health are here to help you guys, especially you guys that have been struggling lately with a lack of energy. Maybe you're struggling in the bedroom or you're struggling at the gym, and you just don't have that get-up-and-go you once had. And before it just gets up and goes forever, there are ways that you can do something about it. Apollo Men's Health is here to help. They're located not only in Lake Jackson but also in Pearland. And they're not just another testosterone therapy clinic. In addition to traditional methods and injections with testosterone, Apollo Men's Health also offers cutting-edge pellet testosterone therapy that reduces the amount of times you actually have to go visit the clinic, but still maintains your overall wellness in a more convenient way for those that are traveling and constantly on the go and don't have the time sometimes to make sure that they can stop in the office. They also offer body composition analysis, HGH peptide therapy, and everything that they do is centered around increasing your overall quality of life. Remember, your health is your wealth, so invest in yourself. Give them a call right now, 832-664-9966, or go to their website, apollomh.com, to book your first appointment. Most major insurance accepted. Discounts for military personnel and first responders. They're going to take care of you every step of the way. Check them out, Apollo Men's Health.
G'day, Sam Windsor from the Houston Sabercats here. Rugby's simple. Make tackles, hit rucks, score tries. Almost as simple as using the app. Stream ESPN 97.5 from anywhere, even down under.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Final half hour of The Usual Suspects right now on ESPN 97.5. As I always tell you, if you missed any portions of today's program, you have missed quite a bit. We had Calvin Murphy in the first hour. We had Rudy Tomjanovich in the second hour.
And y'all saying my name, put some respect on it.
Okay. We have Nick Sciarra all the time. So I've said his name and I've put some respect on it. You can go to ESPN975.com, and at the top of the page, there's a toolbar with all of our shows. Click on The Usual Suspects. The menu will come down. You can catch up on the hours that you missed. And then while you're on the front page, you can also download the app and never miss another ESPN975 show.
Do it! So there.
Wow, you guys.
Hey. I gotta say, I'm kind of, I feel bad.
Why?
First of all, rest in peace to the original fat kicker Tom Dempsey, who passed away from the coronavirus. Yeah, Wesling and I were doing my live chat on Saturday, and I found out because I take the time to just, you know, talk to people and ask questions maybe that I don't know about them. Well, I found out that John used to be a kicker in college. He was a punter and a place kicker. And he said, you know, his hero growing up was Tom Dempsey and all this. And so we talked about Tom, and he passed like a day later.
And yeah, so, 72 or 3 years old, and yeah, for the longest
no toes on his foot.
Yeah, he had like a squared off kicking shoe because he had no toes.
Yep, and it made him very effective as a kicker for a very long time.
For the longest time, he had the longest field goal in NFL history.
Yeah, because he had half a foot essentially, and his shoe was just a squared off nub.
Yep.
Which I feel like isn't fair, but you know what? That's how he was born. What are you going to do?
Now, did he kick here too?
Tom Dempsey? Was he a
Texan? I saw it on one of the news stations. They said Saints and
Oilers.
He
sure was. Saints from 69 to 70, Eagles from 71 to 74, Rams 75, 76, Oilers 77, Bills 78, 79. Made the Pro Bowl in 69. He was first team All-Pro in 69. And he's been enshrined in the New Orleans Saints Hall of Fame.
Well, there you have it.
89.4% of his point after attempts and 61.6% of his field goals.
And wasn't the really known longtime kicker of the Oilers back then Tony Fritsch?
Yep. Yep, I believe it was.
Before Al Del Greco?
Was born without – yeah. Dempsey was born without toes on his right foot and no fingers on his right hand.
I did not know that.
I did not know that.
Exactly.
I did not know that.
Yeah, he didn't know the fingers part of it.
He only had two teams that he played on had a winning record. Sorry, three. The Rams in 75 and 76 and the Oilers in 77 that went 8-6. Other than that, all his teams sucked.
That would kind of suck. You have a long career and you make some Pro Bowls or whatever and then – and then all of a sudden, at the end of your career, you look back and go, I did some things, but boy, our team sure didn't.
The longest field goal he ever kicked was the one you were talking about, 63-yarder. That was his second year in the NFL in 1970. And now you know everything and more you needed to know about Tom Dempsey.
And the fact that you contributed to his demise.
The rest of the story. It was very weird that it just came up. Because I didn't even know he was sick. And I told Wesley, because Wesley was like, hey, if I put together a tribute for Tom Dempsey, would you guys want to play it on the air? I was like, yeah, if it's funny, we will. And he was like, man. I was like, I'll be honest with you, John. I didn't even know dude was alive. It's not like I check in on Tom Dempsey once a week and make sure he's – I had no idea. You could have told me he was dead. I'd have been like, yep. Makes sense.
Yeah, I wasn't sure either, and he was pretty old school, so I wouldn't have been able to answer that as well. Now, Barry, I know you're a very family oriented guy. Your son is on the on the line. If you want to take the call.
Oh, sure. Okay, let's do it.
Barry's son, hello? You're on.
Say hi to your dad, Trey.
Hello. I don't know what you're talking about. All right, my dad is no longer alive, but I was listening to you guys talk out of your ass about 5G. And why don't y'all talk about sports? You know, I've done more research on 5G than anybody. And I don't listen to ESPN to hear you guys talk about stuff y'all don't even know. I want to hear about Tua Tonga. Well, you know what I mean. Anyways, I'll hang up and listen. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it, though. I'm tired of it.
Should have just said My Bloody Valentine sucks, and he'd have come completely out of character.
Should have raised your son better, Barry.
Yeah, Barry, what's wrong with you?
I love that Trey's like, hey, guys, I have a great idea for a bit, but I'm not going to involve you in it. I'm just going to call and do it.
It's like crank calling with Trey, but he's just not calling just random numbers. He's calling the radio station.
It was pretty good. He's come a long way. I was really expecting him to kind of morph into angry black guy character that he used to do on Monday Movie Moments with Trey.
Yeah.
But he kept it pretty redneckish. So good for him. He kept to his roots.
Well,
He's the only guy that doesn't miss sports because he's watching virtual NASCAR racing.
Yeah. And on that
was
note,
there a
too,
fight? Did I see a headline that there was going to be a fight over Ira car racing or something?
Well, that's what I was going to ask you about, and maybe we should have kept Trey on the line because the virtual race ended with Bubba, what's his name, and they
Sparks.
Had a description. No, but they had a description for the way he left the race. It was like an angry retreat. I'll have to find the headline, but I'm like, in a video game? Hang on, I think I got it right here.
Wouldn't it be great if he's like, next time I see you, I'm going to whip your ass because they're angry about a video game car race. Like, how great would that be?
Yeah, I'm trying to get the link for ESPN's NASCAR, shockingly. Maybe it doesn't have anything. It's empty. but, yeah, the Bubba Wallace, they said retired, angry. So there was some term for it. I'm going, the hell are they fighting on the online or something?
I don't know. I thought I saw the article, and then I was like, well, that can't be true. That's probably not a good, reliable source. And then I saw it pop up again, and I was like, oh, we need to investigate this and maybe talk about it. Because, yeah, apparently NASCAR drivers are out here getting angry with each other, playing video games against each other. Not real driving.
We're
not even talking practice. We're talking video games. Not practice, not a race.
We in here video talking games. About practice.
The term used was Bubba Wallace rage quit NASCAR iRacing event and has lost a sponsor because of it.
Rage quit. Nick knows all about rage quit. He plays video games. That's a thing. That is a thing. Rage quitting is, Joel. When you are playing Madden against your buddy online and it is 21-21 in the fourth quarter, you got the ball on the 50-yard line, and you hit a slant route, and now you've got one man to beat. You're down to the 5-yard line. He's mashing the B button to catch you from behind, and then he does, and it's a fumble. And then he picks it up and runs it all the way back for a touchdown. That's when you just pull the power cord out of the wall, throw the controller across the room, and then go outside and punch the car. That's a rage quit.
Golly. I mean, you sound like Joel watching his Packers.
Hey, shut up, Nick. If you had passion about sports, you'd understand what I'm talking about. So here's exactly what happened. Bubba Wallace was one of 32 drivers competing in the Food City Showdown, a virtual Bristol Motor Speedway on Sunday. He had the worst day of anyone in the field. Not only did he wreck during the 11th lap of the 150-lap race, but he was so peeved by it, he wound up rage quitting, a popular gamer term for a player who gets so angry they prematurely bow out of the competition. He was involved in a messy sequence with Clint Bower early in the race when Bower cut in front of his car on a straightaway, and then, regardless, it's racing terms. But the main thing was he was knocked out. While Bower ultimately spun out, he seemed peeved about Wallace's actions. Bubba was clearly more annoyed. He quickly decided he had enough, and he quit with a race filled with anger. Y'all have a good one. That's it. That's why I don't take this bleep seriously, Wallace said on his Twitch stream, and then peace out. And that was it.
That's pretty funny. I'm not going to be judgy. A lot of people are going to be like, oh, what a baby, what a baby. If you've played enough video games, you know how frustrating they can make you. I'm not going to be judgy because I get it.
Well, it says Wallace's short fuse not only gave him a DQ/DNF or did not finish in the virtual event, but they proved to have real life consequences from a business standpoint. Shortly after the incident, he was on Twitter to mock the blowback and people giving him a hard time for his decision to rage quit. He made it known he wasn't taking any of that too seriously. Unfortunately, one of his sponsors, Blue Emu Joint and Muscle Cream, didn't take too kindly to his attitude, and they decided to pull their sponsorship.
Oh.
Over
that's
that?
Now you. Now you start messing with a man's money, or you start messing with people's money, and that I guess that they don't play.
Blue Emu tweeted when he tweeted out, "Bah ha ha! I'm dying at my mentions right now. I ruined so many people's day by quitting a video game. Bah ha ha! A video game. Damn, quarantine life is rough." With the emojis of the laughing till you cry. Blue Emu responded, "GTK, where you stand, or getting to know where you stand. Bye bye, Bubba. We're interested in drivers, not quitters."
Oh snap! Blue Emu out here breaking him off something. I love it.
Seriously, that's a pretty harsh way to send a message.
If I lost something every time I quit a video game, I would have nothing left.
That's not surprising.
It's just a fact of video games. I'm sorry. Get over it.
All right, we got one segment to go on the show, so we'll come back, put a bow on it next. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Well, hello.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back for the final segment of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Monday in the big city. I hear you, Barry. Breaking news to some degree, but very sad news out of the world of baseball. Legendary hitter Al Kaline has passed away. Alex Bregman was out there tweeting. He had the privilege of meeting him in spring training. But the Hall of Famer passes away. I think he was 85.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I didn't know, Barry. I did not see him play. But definitely rest in peace.
You were there when
I was there for his first hit. Yep. I was in the Motor City to see his first hit. I knew
you
that
threw
guy was
out the first
great.
Pitch for the game. Yep. Yeah, that's good for you. All right, so let me catch up on some of these texts and I'll work backwards. But somebody said that whole rage quit thing is legit. It's real. My wife asked me the other day why my PS4 controller had bite marks on it.
Oh, Lord. It's that serious?
Yeah, man. You have no idea how frustrating it can be. Do you guys remember the fat QB that played college and NFL?
Yeah, Jared
Lorenzen or Jared
Lorenzen. There you go. Yeah. And I correct me if I'm wrong on Tom Dempsey, but I don't believe he's with us anymore. I'll look that up. You keep
Tom
going
Dempsey?
On the text. No, Jared Lorenzen.
Tom Dempsey? Oh.
No, I don't think Jared Lorenzen is still alive.
He died in July of 2019.
There you go.
Yeah, July 3rd, 2019, Jared Lorenzen passed away. Okay.
By the way, text. Nicknames? Oh, my God. Nicknames for Jared Lorenzen? The Hefty Lefty. The Pillsbury Throw Boy.
That's great.
He Ate Me. The Round Mound of Touchdown.
Oh, those are so good.
The Abominable Throw Man.
Oh, my God. These are great.
Mobile, agile, hostile, and hungry. Wow. The Round Mound of Touchdown. And BBQ, Big Beautiful Quarterback. There you have it.
That is good. Boy, somebody put some real thought into those. Dig that.
No doubt about it.
Somebody said when we had Rudy T on, which, by the way, if you missed it, podcastarena.com, for both Calvin Murphy and Rudy T in the same day, props to my man Joseph. Patrick Creighton would have asked Rudy T who's better, Harden or Dream.
I didn't write
blasphemy.
That's funny, though.
Nope. That was a listener texted it in. Cowboy Trav said, that was outstanding radio, guys. Huge props, Joel. That was for that. And then the last one, somebody wanted to know where they can watch my live streams every night. YouTube and Facebook. Barry is funnier. Just find me. Barry Laminack, Barry is funny. And all, because I stream it on Twitch, but I don't think people use Twitch that much. So I don't know. YouTube and my Facebook, my Facebook fan page, not my regular page.
Tonight, okay, late hits with Patrick Creighton. I was going to have Rudy T out, and he said Dream was better. So I said, forget about it. We'll talk about it without you.
I feel like John McClane's and Patrick Creighton's, like Joel's impression of both of them, are like interchangeable. Does that seem fair?
No, because McClane is not loud. No.
Do McClane.
Guys, I've been telling you all along that Deshaun Watson ain't going to be with the Texans much longer. As sure as I'm going to be in the buffet line when they reopen, I'm telling you right now.
Do Creighton.
Patrick Creighton, I'm Lane Hitz. We're going to be here with Trey and Jason Braddock. You can call Dr. Dre, line one, go.
You're right. They are different, but they both sound big. Can we agree with that?
Listen, Nicholas, I got to give you props. The cadence of the two is very similar.
They're similar.
The level is not – McClane's is more gruff but subdued, and Creighton's is louder. Not quite as gruff, but still very throaty.
They're both fantastic.
But the accent. They're both really good.
Yeah, the accent too. And then usually McClane ends in something about the buffet or he can't see his penis. So
I don't know what you're talking about.
Man, that's so wrong. I actually like Patrick too. That's so wrong. But that's really good. You do both of them really good. But you're right. The cadence is similar, but they're clearly different. Right, Barry? Clearly.
Very, very much. Yeah, clearly different, but you are right. There is some very.
I'm only doing what I can do.
Go ahead. Do skip. Skip.
Skip. If you disrespect one more guy that I played with, Skip, we're going to have a real problem. I'm just telling you right now, Skip, there's certain things that are off limits. You talk about LeBron or you talk about my ex teammates, and I'm going to have a problem with you, Skip.
I really, one day what you need to do is mix it up where you have Skip or you have Shannon Sharp, but he does the stuff that John McClane would say. And then you have John McClane saying the stuff that Stephen A. Smith would say, because you can't do Creighton and Stephen A. Smith because they're both.
Well, that's like the whole mashup that Lance and John did with Caliendo, where they just kept firing things off of him and he just kept going to the it was an awesome segment.
Oh, that's so funny, dude. So funny.
By the way, I retweeted this from the Rex Chapman tweets, but you know these people, the one guy that does all the different imitations of basketball players and such, there's two guys that do Dirk Nowitzki and Steve Nash playing, and they're on like their backyard court. It's really, really good. The guy's got the mannerisms of Nash, always playing with his hair and like touching his temples, and Dirk, who looks like he can't barely run, doing his fadeaways and stuff, and it's pretty humorous.
So Brother Bear had a good question.
Okay.
Who at the station does the best impressions?
It's kind of hard to say because everybody has their strengths. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
because there's a difference now. So I'm going to say impressions, Joel. Now, characters, I'm going to go Lance.
Absolutely Lance.
I think that's accurate.
Because he's got Rapping Dad, and he's got SEC Guy, and he's got Joey the Hatchet Valentine. So character-wise, he's got amazing characters. It's not even close. But
his Philip Rivers on a mobile is fantastic.
Oh, now that's true. That is true. He does a really good Philip. But you have a lot of impressions, and you do a lot of them well. You have one or two stinkers, but I'm honest with you.
You will tell me about those.
Of course, I'll be honest
with you guys. There's a lot of people that want the hammer, and I was working on different. I was going to do the Wisconsin hammer for you one day, but because we're at home, I'm afraid I'm going to blow this microphone out and be distorted if I did that. Plus, I'll scare the hell out of my entire house if I did.
All the dogs go, woo-hoo.
Yeah.
You're like, what the hell?
I'd have like pissed. Claws all Baby over the office up. Doors, like, let me in. I heard someone screaming.
But I mean, am I wrong, Nick? Is there anybody better at impressions at the station right now?
I think that was an accurate statement. I think the way you said it was perfect, Lance, because Lance just does it so normally and so routinely. Yeah. That I think over the years he's gotten better and better. You know what I mean?
He just does voices.
I was almost going to say that Barry almost like told kids there was no, Christmas guy, because the fact that he just gave away SEC guy and some of the things we said. I still think there's a lot of people that don't know that Lance is the voice of some of those characters.
Oh, that's true. Well, if their dumbasses didn't know that, then they deserve to have Christmas ruined for them. Whatever.
There's Bah Humbug Scrooge. All right, so that's the way we'll wrap it up for today. We'll be back tomorrow, so hopefully you will be too. We appreciate you, suspects. For Barry and Nick, I'm Joel. Have a great night, everybody. The Blitz is coming up next on ESPN 97.5.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.